We're talking about thousands of children being kidnapped and held in jail. What's happening right now is not only inhumane, it was done without any kind of a plan. There's no system for keeping track of children and eventually reuniting them.
What's your name?
Missy.
And I see you brought your children to the march.
I did.
So can you speak to why you're here? And
no, I'm getting very emotional. Obviously, I have two young children, and it breaks my heart that anybody would do this to families and put babies, you know, in the center by themselves with other mothers. It's just devastating that that's who we are as a country now. So that's why I'm here. You know, the smallest thing I can do.
I'm Gail Schwartz.
What inspires you to be here today?
It's deplorable that our own government is taking actions, violating families, violating human rights. No other country that is having refugees come to it, Greece or Italy, no other country is treating these people that are seeking asylum or refugees the way we are. And we have to communicate that this is wrong, that we care, it needs to be done differently, and it's great to be here together, linking arms with people that feel the same kind of passion to make our own government accountable.
My name is Sumner Schachter.
And why are you here?
Well, I'm here because I don't know the answers to our immigration issues, yet I truly believe what we're doing is not the right way, is wrong, and the rhetoric is wrong. I suspect I'm more moderate, perhaps, than a lot of people here, but it's still important to step up when you believe things are not correct or wrong, because otherwise you lose your voice. And I also am reluctant to contribute to the tribalism that's going on. So on the left side, it's probably just as inappropriate or unhelpful to promote us against them as the right side is doing. So I'm here to express my concern. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Arne Menconi. I'm a Carbondale resident. I don't know how many of these are going on all over the country, but when you look at the map, it's just flooded with this. So I wanted to come out and be in solidarity for all of the Americans who are realizing that we're turning into a fascist, dictator, authoritarian state, and this is yet another example of the decline of what's going on. And people rising up and fighting, like all the women who got arrested in the Capitol. But the main thing I want people to hear about is Senator Gildebrand came out this week and said, let's abolish ICE. And this is a message that I was talking about when I ran for U.S. Congress. This is a message that Alejandria Ocasio-Cortez talked about. And just in the last couple of weeks, it's now becoming a possibility.
My name is Paula Stepp. I live in Glenwood Springs, and I'm running for Garfield County Commissioner this November.
What brings you to the march today?
Frustration that we're using kids as a pawn and something that should be taken care of. And I just feel like, you know, it's time to move forward and find where we can intersect on what we can agree to and find some solutions to these problems rather than just stalemating all the time.
For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.